Color Source.
Hey, is John there?
This is him.
Hey, John. This is Olivia from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
From where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
I know you're busy. I really don't want to take up too much of your time, but
yeah.
I just wanted to follow up. We had sent a finance offer to your business about two and a half weeks ago based on some past financing you guys did with Key Equipment back in 2009.
Okay.
And based on that borrowing history, we were able to pre-approve you for some equipment and working capital for about $250,000. So I really just wanted to see if you had any upcoming projects in the pipeline where you might need some additional financing.
Yeah, no, we actually just purchased 8 months ago.
Oh, yeah, 8 months ago? That's pretty recent.
Yeah.
How's
yeah,
business going?
That's about it. You know, I'm a one-man show, so I buy stuff maybe every 5-6 years, if that. And then what I've been doing lately is just brokering stuff out, because I really don't want to buy any more equipment or money. Because now I think we're at the business cycle. I don't know if you follow the business cycle at all. But we're right at the top, and we're almost there. We're probably about 11:30.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, noon being the top, so just yeah. That, so if you're out there hustling, hustle, hustle right now. Yeah, no, seriously, because I follow cycles as a business owner, and I do a lot of day trading as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost at the top of the cycle again, and unfortunately, it sucks because my business is cranking right now, and it's like It's like, here we go again.
So being at the top isn't necessarily a good thing.
No, because then we're only going down from here.
Downhill from there, right?
Well, just think. How old are you?
29. I just turned 30.
Okay, so you're 30. So you witnessed the 2007 when everything went up and then crashed.
Yeah.
Sort of. You were probably in college and drinking and doing your thing, so you really weren't paying any attention.
but
we were at the top of the cycle right around 2007, put it that way. Right in that area.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we all know what happened.
And then everything kind of crashed.
That
might be a good thing for me, actually. People will be needing their financing, right?
Well, that's my point right now. So if it does continue for the year or 2 years or so, usually every hour on the clock is usually a year, year and a half, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you still probably have another year left. But with the central bankers and the easy money policy and all the banks, you know, just getting all this money for free, they're basically investing into the stock market, because why would you lend money at 4% when you can make 30% in the stock market?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Yeah. So they're all leveraged to the hill now, which is another bad thing, you know, because if everything falls apart, they're all leveraged, and again, we'll be bailing out the banks again, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, it hopefully doesn't get to that point again, but...
Oh, it's getting there. Let me tell you, the bubble they're creating right now, the central bankers, it's going to be nasty. not to be Debbie Downer or anything, but... Yeah, it's going to be pretty horrendous. That's why, you know, I get a lot of phone calls like this, and it's like, you know what? Hustle your ass off right now, because rainy days are coming.
But I think it will help us, because we're not a traditional bank, so it might actually be beneficial for us for some of that working capital that people might need.
Yeah, but see, at that time, though, a lot of these small businesses are stretched to the max, so they got no money. It's like right now, this is the time to open up lines of credit and do all your stuff, because this is when business is really good. Because when business is really bad and you can't show income, they're not going to give you a loan.
Yeah,
like me. Well,
exactly.
Just like me, if I was making $2,000 a month and my bills were $10,000, are you going to give me a loan?
No, but you know what? That's where we come in, because we have working capital, and it's a little bit different than those traditional lines of credits and loans. So they won't be able to get them from the banks, but they can come to us.
Yeah. So what, you guys open up lines of credit and stuff like that?
No. Are you familiar with working capital at all?
No. I have no debt in my business other than my machine right now. And then I'm a big believer in just banking cash and using my own cash.
So it's a little bit different. It's based on sales rather than it's basically just based on sales. So we're able to free up about 10-15% of someone's top line revenue as unsecured cash.
Okay.
Like a lot of times when those banks with those traditional loans and lines of credit, they'll get denied by them. They can come to us and we can help fund them.
Yeah, and that's just a line that sits there until I use it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a line of credit. It's basically, it's on a term loan, so it can be anywhere from like from a few months to 24 months, and then from there you can,
So does that make sense?
Yeah, it's more of a short-term capital.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's like I said, if it's only me, so, and I usually just pay everything cash when I broker stuff, so. And I do have one credit card. It's a line of credit card. You know, it's a line. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It has 20 grand on it. But if I don't use it, I don't pay anything.
Yeah. But do you ever use all of it? Do you ever even get to 50% of it?
No. I might have used it here and there, you know, because I had a bunch of jobs out there. And I had, you know, not all my cash, but a lot of it out there. And it's like, gosh, I can't, you know. I only got 10 grand into this, you know, I only had 10 grand in the bank account, and then, you know, I got a $5,000 job. I need that because I know I got two more jobs coming up, you know.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what working capital's for. If, like, you know, you don't want to use that line of credit, so you don't want to go to your bank and ask them to increase it, or have you ever tried to ask them to increase your line of credit?
Yeah, they've done it no problem. I got great credit. I always, you know, I have like an 830 FICO score, so everything's great.
Nice.
Yeah. My wife has an 840.
What?
I think that's the highest, or 850 it is.
Yeah, how'd she get that?
I have no idea. we'll get this, okay? And I don't know if her name was on, like, we short-sold our house maybe 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe 4 years ago. So that kind of destroyed our credit. Our credit went right back up, though. So we went, but get this, so, like, 4 months after we short sold our house, we go in to buy a minivan. My credit was, you know, 600 or whatever at the time, or 650, because it just went spiraling down. So I was like, whatever, I don't care. And then my wife, though, we go in there. I was like, well, run my wife. I think she's got a little bit better. Came back at like 841.
Wow.
What the hell is that?
I thought they were usually linked if you're married. No, it's not.
I thought, me too. That's why I was blown away. I was like, you know, and I told the car dealer, I said, dude, we just short sold our house like 5 months ago, so hers has got to be a disaster too. And she came back, no, hers is like 841. I was like, what?
Maybe that paperwork never went through.
I don't know. I was like, okay, dude, if that's what you're telling me, perfect. Where's my loan rate now? You know? Yeah, I was blown away. I was just like, oh, my gosh. But that's how stupid everything is now. People are foreclosing. People are short selling. And it's really, well, mine got hit, but I'm over 800 again right now, and this is only 4 years later.
Yeah, I think if you're, like, pretty responsible, you can get it back up pretty quickly.
Yeah, no. I mean, what I did, though, in the last 4 years, I just paid off most of my debt. And just keep plugging away with that. You know, we paid off the van, we paid off this, we paid off that, and maybe that's what helped it out. But I heard if you pay everything off, your credit score usually goes down. So
I think as long as you have it, like, you're still using your credit, right? If you pay it all off and then you never use it again, then it'll probably start to go down. But as long as you're, you know, using that credit monthly, you can maintain it.
I guess. I don't even know.
No, it's a weird system.
It is, though. It's just like, what? It's like, what's going on here? So, and that's why I was just blown away. I was like, wow, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
No, good enough for me.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Exactly. All right, but yeah, if I was doing something, I'd definitely talk to you and see what happens, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, do you have an email address that can just shoot you some information just in case something does come up and, you know, that line of credit
isn't? I'm okay. Every time I give you guys my email, I get 42 things of crap. Seriously. All your bosses and all this guy, and this is Cheryl from wherever you're at, or this is Joe Bob, and it's like, oh, gosh, you're you know, pre-approved. It's like, yeah, but I told you I wasn't interested already. But no, I mean, you can you know, keep me on your list to call. And if something happens, you never know. But like
definitely.
I said, I'm trying to get out of the industry and actually be a stockbroker, to be honest with you.
Don't blame you.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, well, hey, good luck out there.
Thanks, you too.
All right, take care. All right, bye-bye. All right,
bye.